Good morning, good day, or good evening, depending on where you are. Welcome to today's episode, and let the universe help us answer these questions. We are going to continue with the shadow zodiac forms. We are currently in the season for Aries, so we will be doing a shadow Aries spread for today. There is going to be a poll to do, see if there's a need or want for next week to be posted a Aries little information sheet as well as a spread for Aries during it as it is Aries season. In the Shadow series episode for today, we will be looking into the traits from a Shadow Aries. I will be asking if you can spend some time with a specific type of zodiac sign. I have also made a spread for the Shadow Aries, which we'll get into now, which I'll also be using an Oracle's deck. I'm not yet 100% sure which one. I haven't yet decided. We will see how it goes. Okay, so let's jump into the standout points or traits from a Shadow Aries, which are impatient, hot-headed, vengeful, stubborn, pushy, overbearing, or tyrant effects. It says that a Shadow Aries needs to hang out with a Libra so that they can keep a better energy level or control on their outbursts. Here are some points that brings that standout into reflection. Aries are even more likely to act before thinking if it's an overbearing Shadow Aries who wants to protect their friend, their loved one, or a complete stranger if they feel that they are being ridiculed for nothing. Another point that stands out is the stubbornness of Aries. Like, that Aries stubbornness won't listen or see or even consider your viewpoint, as it is so focused and so driven into the aspect of doing what it believes to be the correct thing. Okay, the deck I'll be using is this Healing Yourself Oracle. The Tarot Spread is one I created, which has 5 questions, so that means 5 cards. Question number 1 is, when did it feel that the aggression's taken over? 2, did the anger reflect itself quickly? 3, are you pushy with the info from others' point of view? 4, do you want to get vengeful? And 5, are you too stubborn to see what can go wrong? Okay, so we are going to jump into the reading. The cards have been set out and been shuffled. So we are going to start with the question, the card, and then after I've done all 5 cards, we will do the go into a more visual aspect. Okay, so let's start. Question number 1 is, when did it feel that the aggression's taking over you? So the card is Sexual Arts. Number 2, did the anger reflect itself quickly? Alchemy. Number 3 is, are you pushy with the info from others' point of view? Unleash your creativity. 4, do you want to get vengeful? Dreams. Are you too stubborn to see what could go wrong? Pride. Okay, so we're going to read the card, the question, the card, and then the intuitive aspect of the card in this question. Okay, so when did it feel that the aggression it's taken over. When you started to know, okay, so the card is sexual art. You started noticing the aggression when you started realizing more and more people are more concerned about the image and the happiness than actual the parts where it is shown that there is conflict or emotional conflict, physical conflict, or even the sickness that you are going through that you do not share. You feel that life is more about what people see than what you are truly about. Your true feelings, your true desires, your true dreams. Question number two is, did the anger reflect itself quickly? No. Alchemy? No, because alchemy is an aspect of giving something for something in return, as well in the process is that it was building up because you started noticing it, and you started noticing it around you a lot more, where people are more concerned about how you look than actually the aspect of your emotional state or your feelings. Are you pushy with the info from others' point of view? Unleashing your creativity is the card, and yes, but it's because you only want to create an environment or creating something that will help yourself and other people deal with this emotional, your feelings, your desires, your dreams, what you want to bring into reality that is not always a good thing. You are trying to find a way that to create something that help you as well as other people focus on it. So you're pushing other people away because you think that you are the only one who's dealing with the situation, as well as you are the only person who's trying to create an environment or create something to bring more positive to negative days. 4. Do you want to get vengeful dreams? Yes, you do want to get vengeful, but at this point you are only dreaming about the possibility of standing up for yourself or standing up for others in a situation where you feel that their voice and their feelings are being dismayed. So you are only dreaming about standing up for this, for yourself and for other people. Are you too stubborn to see what can go wrong? Card is pride. Yes. Because at the moment you are more hyper-focused on trying to stand up and stand for another person than actually looking at your own mental health or your own feelings or your own desires, which you are pushing to the back so that you can help or try to help other people instead of dealing with your own internal problems. So the big picture itself is the effect is, yes, this anger is constantly at the moment trying to consume you, and you need to first take care of yourself, and you first need to be able to stand up for yourself and create an environment where you can deal with this negativity or deal with the lack of people not trying to hear your emotions or your feelings. You need to find a way to more express yourself, stand up for yourself, and see yourself not only as what you are displaying, but what you are truly capable of. Yes, it's going to take some time, but if you can do that process first for yourself and first get yourself up, then you can then start focusing on the other people and helping other people dealing with the shadow Aries or the aspect of the shadow itself, to help them see a different point of view, because you'll be able to know how to deal with the situation. You'll know how to speak to people like that. Okay, hope that helps. Okay, so this is everything for the episode on the Shadow Aries. Okay, so I'm quickly gonna discuss a couple of things. Like, number one, there will be a pull on my reading. Please do put in your votes. It shows me at least who's listening and who's not. to do with the Aries season. Again, I will not be creating a spread for the Aries season, and I will most probably look for a spread that's already been created. I will most probably look into that. I am going to also re-listen to my own podcast for Pendulum, part one episode, I'm not even sure which one episode that is. After that, I'll probably see that I complete that episode so I can continue on to the next divinations tool and insights into that divinations. I do run a TikTok account called Divinations of the Witches as well, where I do cards, not every day, but most days. I just finished the 7-day Oracle Challenge from Moon Mama Oracle. That episode is also on TikTok. Most of the TikToks I do is card for the day, card info. I do two energies, energy for the day. There's a couple of other ones that I haven't started yet, which I'm looking into. I'll also very soon start, most probably, loading up monthly readings on YouTube. Just waiting on one little tiny thing, then I'll probably start on that. That is most of the things that I'm trying to push now. Also, if you do want a private reading, you're more than welcome to contact me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, TikTok. I'm going to most probably use Discord for the private reading sessions, so yes. I will also most probably start looking at posting on Etsy for applications where you can go through Etsy and do the reading. So I'm going to start more focusing on most of the aspects. I am busy with the dream analysis, or the aspect of learning how to interpret dreams, where I'm also gonna create a little point in my TikTok account where I will be then speaking about that particular aspect and then giving short informations on that, so that if you ever need someone to help you interpret your dreams, again, you can also email me. So yeah, I am going to focus a little bit more on my craft this year, especially from April, as certain things happened. But yeah, so in this aspect, yeah, what I'll do is every time I do a podcast after it, I'll give it a little explanation as to what might be on the next horizon for the next couple of weeks or month. Happy welcome to the Aries season. Hope this is going to be a good season. And then hopefully this last moon we had, new moon, we had was quite interesting. So yeah. Again, this is just me just discussing everything that might come up, everything that might be pointed for the near future. So I hope all the best for everyone, and blessed be. Okay, so this is the ending of the episode. So again, if you would like to reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter, it's DOTWitches. TikTok is at Divinations of the Witches. Email is divinationsofthewitchespodcast@gmail.com. Facebook is Divinations of the Witches. It's a page, not a group. Or it's a group. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it recently. I haven't looked at it in that way. Any aspects of private readings, you can please contact me on any of the other platforms through Divinations of the Witches. And blessed be, and hope for all the best.